This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, August 22nd, 2012. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The 2012 Fayetteville Roots Festival begins tomorrow and runs through Sunday. This festival of roots music, local food, and Ozark culture will feature over 35 performers, including John Prine, David Grisman Folk Jazz Trio, Daryl Scott, and more. Tickets and more information available at FayettevilleRoots.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we talk to a University of Arkansas professor about her book that addresses how people and technology can work together.
And 1,000 people gather in support of keeping the 188th at Fort Chaffee. But first, state Republican officials are preparing for Governor Mitt Romney's visit to Arkansas today. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee is expected to be in Little Rock for fundraisers at the Peabody and Capitol Hotels. State Party Chairman Doyle Webb says Governor Romney understands that Arkansans want jobs and a better economy.
We're very pleased. He was here back in 2006, and he has chosen to come here on his way to the national convention. That says a lot for the importance of Arkansas and the needs of every Arkansan.
The Republican members of Arkansas's congressional delegation are expected to be in attendance. The dinner at the Capitol Hotel costs $50,000 per couple. Officials with the Romney-Ryan campaign say there will be no public events or press conferences during the visit.
The city of Fayetteville has been busy with sidewalk improvements in the downtown area. Crews with the city's transportation department have been busy along Mountain Street and College Avenue, replacing sidewalks with new concrete, brick liners, street trees, and new signal lights. But the city is asking for residents' input on the last stretch of sidewalk. Tonight, the city will host a public input meeting from 5 to 6:30 at City Hall to ask residents how they would like Center Street to look after the sidewalk improvements. Originally, the transportation department made plans for the new sidewalks on both sides of the street to be the same size as the ones being replaced. But city planner Jeremy Pate says since the initial planning stage, other alternatives have been proposed.
There are two alternatives that have also been developed. One, which basically creates these bump outs on either side of the street, and then another option that was actually discussed at the street committee was to widen just the south side of the sidewalks and provide for basically a roughly 16 to 18 foot wide sidewalk the entire width in front of those businesses on the south side. So what we're trying to do is to garner public comment about any and all of those and try to make a decision at our next street committee meeting.
Pate says a petition presented by Alderman Matthew Petty and signed by owners of businesses on Center Street brought the alternatives to the attention of city planners. The wider sidewalks would allow for more room for pedestrians, street furniture such as benches and bike racks, and sidewalk cafe-style restaurants. However, Pate says operators of sidewalk restaurants would have to apply for a permit to operate on public property.
North Arkansas College in Harrison received a sizable grant yesterday. The U.S. Department of Education awarded the college just over $317,000 to provide its students with support services to help them navigate some of the unforeseen challenges of obtaining a higher education degree. According to a Department of Education release, the money from the Student Support Services Program will help provide academic tutoring, assistance in course selection information about financial aid, and support for helping students transfer between 2- and 4-year colleges. The money could also go toward other programs, including mentoring, individualized counseling, and career guidance, as well as housing assistance during school breaks for students who are homeless or in foster care.
It's the third day of school at Fayetteville Public Schools, and the first few days have gone relatively smoothly, even with the opening of Phase 1 of the new Fayetteville High School. However, the district's public information officer, Alan Wilburn, says some students have had issues dealing with the high school's newly closed campus.
That's been an adjustment, particularly for the juniors and who were used to having open campus lunch last year. So, but the new commons area is gorgeous. It's huge. And so it was a transition for them, but we've seen there was a lot of smiling faces.
Overall, though, Wilburn says things have gone smoothly in the first few days in the new facilities.
It's been fun to see the new students and staff go into the new parts of the building, and you see lots of wide eyes and drop jaws in terms of the scope. As we like to tell people, we finally have a facility that's of the same caliber of the students and staff at the high school, so we're really expecting a great year.
As for Phase 2 of the high school, Wilburn says work is progressing along steadily.
It will take obviously much longer since we go through parts of the building, retrofit it, and then move students into it, and then go to another section, and gradually we'll incrementally work our way along Bulldog Boulevard, which is what Stone Street used to be called. And that project will culminate in 2015.
Wilburn says all schools in the district have given good reports and enrollment is up, though not to the degree that it is in Rogers or Bentonville schools.
The J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences may not be Hollywood, but a number of students and faculty in the college at the U of A have been nominated for this year's Mid-America Emmy Awards. Three students received a nomination in the College University Student Production Non-News program for their film Mountain Man. Also nominated in the same category was News on the Hill, a news magazine produced for University of Arkansas Television by students enrolled in advanced TV news production classes. Larry Foley instructs the advanced TV classes, and he's been nominated for an Emmy as well. In the Specialty Assignment Program, or Special, and Non-News Program feature categories for his half-hour documentary Growing Hope. Dale Carpenter, professor and chairman of the journalism department, also nominated for his 20-minute special, Love You Too, A Life in Dance. The nomination comes in the Human Interest Program or Special category. Outside of the journalism department, James Greason, professor of composition and theory in the music department, was nominated for his documentary about a virtuoso of the player piano. The awards will be presented at the Mid-America Emmy Gala September 22nd in Kansas City.
For the 18th year, the Springdale Chamber of Commerce will start its 10-month Leadership Springdale class. The class consists of about 25 young leaders from the city and gives them a chance to learn more about how the community works and who the movers and shakers of the community are. Bill Rogers, the Chamber's Vice President for Communications, says the program, while successful, is not unique to the area.
Perry Webb, who is the Chamber President, when he took this position, it was one of the programs that he brought to the chamber. This is a very common program. The Fayetteville Chamber has a leadership program. In Benton County, both Rogers and Bentonville and Siloam have had leadership programs. They've chosen to combine their leadership programs into a Benton County leadership, so it's a countywide. But Fayetteville and Springdale Chambers both still have individual programs. And this type of indoctrination-type program into the community is something that's very, very common around the country.
The chamber announced inductees into the class yesterday. The class will meet one day out of the month, and different topics will be covered during each class meeting, introducing members to a particular area of importance in the community. Topics include education, which takes members on a tour of secondary and post-secondary schools in Springdale, city government, healthcare, and state government day, which is an overnight trip to the state capitol in Little Rock to meet various department heads and the governor. The class will wrap up in May.
6 games in a row. That's how many the Naturals have lost following last night's 8-4 defeat. That was to open a 4-game series at home against the Cardinals. The Naturals will have another chance to redeem themselves. They play at 7 tonight at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale.
Tonight, expect clear skies with lows in the lower to mid-60s throughout the KUAF listening area. Tomorrow, we'll have clear skies in the morning that will eventually become partly cloudy. We'll have highs in the lower 90s. And tomorrow night, expect partly cloudy conditions with a low in northwest Arkansas of 64 degrees and a low of 70 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.